That is a band called Skippies on the Run. And that was taken from the Tri-C High School Rock Off back in February. The really cool thing about the band Skippies on the Run is this is a very, very young band. We've got two Avon High School students in the band and two Bay Middle School students. Talk about a young band. I've got two of those band members on the line with me right now. We have Austin Strauss from Avon High School. He is the bass player of the band. And somebody near and dear to my heart, my other son, Nicholas Sicelli, drummer. Young men, young gentlemen, welcome to the show. Good to have you on.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
Well, let's talk a little bit first about the band Skippies on the Run. This first question will go out to Austin. Tell us a little bit about the band.
Well, we all take lessons at the same place, Ronzio Guitar Center, and we all had an interest in music, and Brad, the owner of the shop, decided that he was going to start trying to make bands for these young musicians, and I think it's just a fantastic thing that he's doing for all of us, and he gets us in contact with each other, and then he lets us just kind of figure out what we want to do. And we started out with only having three people, but we got Emily, and we just do what we want with Brad's assistance. And I think it's a really good structure that he has for us. It's open learning, but we learn together. And I think that's really great for us because we can move at our pace. And I think because it's so open, we get to experience something that a lot of other people don't experience. And I think having a band at this young of an age is unheard of, or at least having this much fun and doing the things that we are doing at this age are amazing.
You hit the nail right on the head. The Emily you're referring to, that is Emily Pappas. She is another Avon High School student, a friend of yours. And the fourth member of the band is Bay Middle School student David Stalder. He plays lead guitar. Emily is guitar and vocals. And it's just like you said, the Ronzio Rock Academy, Ronzio Guitar Center, they're in Learwood Square in Avon Lake. What they do is, you know, they give lessons to anybody who wants to learn how to play guitar, bass, keyboards, drums, etc. But the more advanced students get to be put in bands. And every week, these bands, they practice and practice and practice. And you guys are one of those bands. And just like you said, you guys get to write original material. That first piece that we heard, that was called Stranded. That was, again, from the High School Rock Off. That was an original tune. It was your second one. Nicholas, my son, wrote the lyrics to that. Tell us about, what is that song about, Stranded? Where are you stranded?
You are stranded on an island. Really, nowhere. It's kind of random, but it's really a playful song. It's more of a, not fast, but slower one. It's like kind of rockish.
Right. Now, where did you get the inspiration? Because I've known you for 13 years now. I don't recall you ever being stranded on an island.
I mean, I'm just thinking about probably when we went to Greece and we were on the island. That's what really gave me that inspiration.
Okay, well, we weren't really stranded there, but I'm loving that. This is a piece of the first song that you guys wrote. It's called Skippies on the Run, named after your band. Oh. Sorry about that. There we go.
Goodbye, Skippy. Goodbye, my friend. Come to the forest.
Fine, you can keep him.
Thank you.
No problem.
2, 3, 4.
That was from a show that you guys did at Quaker Steak and Lube in Sheffield. Where did you get the inspiration for Skippies on the Run? I believe that is about a kid who wants to keep a dog and his mom is kind of not sure if he can do it.
That was kind of based on me. Like, when I was younger, obviously I wanted to, every kid's dream to have a dog. But now we have two cats, and I am perfectly fine with that because I love cats.
Oh, good, because I thought maybe you were going to say, Dad, you're a terrible parent. You won't let me have that dog. But Skippy had actually a very, very happy ending. The mom did let him keep the dog. We are talking to two members of the band Skippy's on the Run, Austin Strauss, Avon High School student, and Nicholas Sakelli, Bay Middle School student. Austin, this question goes to you. Tell us about some of your upcoming shows.
I would love to. We have two of our possibly largest events that we have done. This upcoming Thursday and Friday, actually, on the 25th, we are opening for the cover-ups at Edgewater Live. And this is probably the biggest and will be the biggest for quite some time. Hopefully not for a long time. Hopefully we can get some bigger events. But we are going to be opening for the cover-ups, which is a 90s dance rock band, at Edgewater Live. And then the next day, the Friday the 26th, we're opening for Filler at the Foundry Concert Club.
Just a little bit of a recap of some of the places you've played. Like I said, you played at Quaker Steak and Lube on a couple of occasions in Sheffield. You guys played at the Avon Duct Tape Festival just about a month or so ago. You guys, like you said, you're going to play at Edgewater, Edgewater Live. It's a series of Thursday afternoon concerts put on by Cuyahoga Community College. You guys are going to be playing at 4:30 p.m., and like you said, you guys are opening up for the cover-ups, and they do these concerts every Thursday there. And then, you know, you've got the Foundry right after that. Do you guys realize that these are fantastic gigs for a band not only as young as you, but also for members who are as young as you? I mean, guys, I didn't even start playing until I was in high school, and there is no way I came anywhere near gigs like this. How does this happen?
Well, I think it really goes to who you know and, like, who you know who knows someone. It's all about getting connections, and thankfully, because we entered the Tri-C Rock Off this last February, and although we didn't win, you don't enter it just to win. You enter it to make connections and stuff, and that's where this Edgewater Live gig came from, is a lady reached out to me because we were in there, and she said that she had a spot available and wanted to know if we were interested in it. And of course they said yes.
That was a no-brainer.
Great opportunity for us. And so it really comes down to who you know. And like Emily, she booked us the Foundry gig because her sister's boyfriend knows someone. So it's really who you know, who knows someone, who can get in contact with someone. So I think if you can just reach out to people and get your name out there, better chance you have at getting bigger events.
Yep, and it also helps that you have good music, and you're just a very likable group of kids. Love watching you guys. Again, the band Skippy's on the Run. We got Austin Strauss on bass, Nicholas Sakelli on drums and vocals. We have Emily Pappas, guitar and vocals, and David Stalder, lead guitar. Best of success to you. We're going to keep on watching your shows, and we just love hearing you guys. Take care.
Thank you so much.
Oh, no problem. Don't forget, Skippy's on the Run is going to be playing at Edgewater Live. Again, those are a series of concerts presented by Cuyahoga Community College. 4:30 p.m. Thursday, July 25th, and then the very next night they are going to be at the Foundry. We're going to end with the good news, the happy ending that Skippy's on the Run had.
Fine. You can keep him.
Thank you.
No problem.
1, 2, 3, 4.